Ragnarok by A.S. Byatt. Read by Harriet Walter. A Thin Child in Wartime. There was a thin child who was 3 years old when the World War began. She could remember, though barely, the time before wartime, when, as her mother frequently told her, there was honey and cream and eggs in plenty. She was a thin, sickly, bony child, like an eft, with fine hair like sunlit smoke. Her elders told her not to do this, to avoid that, because there was a war on. Life was a state in which a war was on. Nevertheless, by a paradoxical fate, the child may only have lived because her people left the sulphurous air of a steel city full of smoking chimneys for a country town of no interest to enemy bombers. She grew up in the ordinary paradise of the English countryside. When she was 5, she walked to school 2 miles across meadows covered with cowslips, buttercups, daisies, vetch, rimmed by hedges full of blossom and then berries. Blackthorn, hawthorn, dog roses, the odd ash tree with its sooty buds. Her mother, when they appeared, always said, "Black as ash buds in the front of March." Her mother's fate, too, was paradoxical. Because there was a war on, it was legally possible for her to live in the mind, to teach bright boys, which before the war had been forbidden to married women. The thin child learned to read very early. Her mother was more real and kinder when it was a question of grouped letters on the page. Her father was away. He was in the air.